and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
So here we sit, Thursday morning. It is February the 28th. My mother celebrates her birthday on February 28th.
Okay, yeah, because it's typically, it's not a leap year, right? Because it would be the 29th,
yeah,
right?
Her birthday's the 29th. So happy birthday, Mom. I'm sure you're up listening already.
Yes.
I mean, don't all parents wake up and hear their children on the radio at 6 o'clock in the morning?
I guarantee my mom's listening right now.
Well, yeah, but your mom is a great woman. Strong.
Yeah, she is.
Brave.
Wow.
Hey, today's National Chili Day, so congratulations if you like chili.
I have some extra in my fridge right now.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
So Kai's favorite food, like I think he'd pick chili over steak. I think he'd pick it over tacos, any of that stuff.
What do you put in your chili?
You know, I've been making mine with sausage.
Really?
As the meat, because it gives a different flavor to the chili.
Hmm.
And there's like a 2-alarm or 5-alarm chili packet I've always used, and some beans and... Man.
Do you put cheese, crackers, Fritos?
Cheese and crackers.
Okay.
And for some reason, like, we've done the Fritos thing before, but I've enjoyed the crackers lately.
You know what else is really good with it?
What?
Cornbread.
Oh, yeah, I bet it is. Mm-hmm. You ever thrown your chili over rice?
No.
Yeah, if you want to go into a carb coma, that's one way to do that. Hey, today's also National Tooth Fairy Day, so, Kelly, you've celebrated that all week.
I have. Thank you.
Your children
saw
the photos of you without a tooth?
Yeah.
And what do they think about it?
They think you're lying, and they said that it was 100% you photoshopped every single picture.
Did you tell them I showed you the photos, tried to revert the photos
I
to
did,
original?
And my stepdaughter Ella was like, Kelly, there's no way he photoshopped it. And if you believe he didn't, then you're crazy.
But here's the thing. I swore on my entire family.
You did.
And that's true. I wouldn't do that.
Although it's something that you would have done.
It is something I would have done.
But all signs point to yes.
It does. And that's what makes it bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you know you're innocent, but everybody thinks you're guilty and you understand why they think you're guilty.
Yeah.
Because I get it. Mm-hmm. I get why people think I'd make that up and do that just to be annoying. But I didn't, and I promise. Mm. So again, today's February 28th. On this day in K-Fine history, this was the number one song on K-Fine. And it's a pretty big hit and one I really love. Check it out, Keith Urban.
But for the grace of God, do I must have been born a lucky guy.
18 years ago.
Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your love.
Does that feel like 18 years ago?
And I look around and all I see is your happiness.
Keith Urban, number one on K-Fine on this day in 2001.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Did you ever watch the TV show Beverly Hills 90210?
Well, yes and no, because I wasn't allowed to watch it when it first came out.
Why?
I just wasn't. There was too many adult situations in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Why are you trying to get me in trouble?
I'm not trying to get you in trouble. Who said that?
Who do you think said it? Who raises you? Your parents.
What year did that show come out then?
I don't know.
So it came out, we were still in school.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching the first episode. Like, it was such a big deal.
Yeah.
It was like the soap opera for teenagers, right?
Yep.
Because they were all kind of like teens, early 20s or something like that. And it was so wild because, like, that show was so hugely popular, right?
Right. Now I've seen most of them.
Have you?
Yeah.
You've gone back and watched them?
Well, I kind of would sneak and watch it.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
So while, like, dudes are trying to sneak and watch Cinemax.
Right. I was trying to sneak and watch 90210.
I mean, golly, you should have been in a lot of trouble for that. It's so silly. But it's funny that that's kind of how, you had to operate. Well, there's good news. There's a number of the cast members that are coming back together for a 90210 reboot. So the whole concept is they're going to do 6 original cast members back on the show, including Jason Priestley, who is Brandon Walsh, Ian Ziering, Jenny Garth. They're going to be doing something where essentially they're playing they're real life people trying to get a revival of 90210 back on the television.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I guess so, yeah.
So the whole premise is they're them trying to get the show back on the air, but the show is on the air. on the Fox Television Network. So.
Okay.
It's kind of a neat little concept if you're a fan of 90210, which I was.
I wonder if they'll have any that either got married or that they rekindle romance or anything like that.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
What about the one that was like a lot older than everybody else?
Andrea, I think that was her name.
Yeah. Gabrielle Carteris or something like that. But she was like 20 years older than the rest of the people on that show.
She's going to be like 80.
Yeah, it's going to be wild to see how that's going to go if she shows back up. I was watching something the other night, though, because I like watching old TV stuff. Like when you see what they look like now and everybody's back together.
Yeah.
I was on YouTube and I saw my recommended stuff, a reunion of the Facts of Life.
The Facts of Life. The Facts of Life. There's a time you got to go and show you're growing now. You know
I got to see Joe Polnicek. And Blair was there.
Oh, wow.
Tootie, Natalie, Mrs. Garrett was still alive.
Yeah.
It was kind of neat to watch that. So I'm all excited watching this whole thing about them being back together and celebrating Charlotte Ray, who played Mrs. Garrett. And it's on YouTube. And then I saw where Suzanne Somers and Joyce DeWitt got back together from Three's Company.
Aww.
This is Janet and Chrissy. They hadn't seen each other in 30 years. Because they were mad at each other whenever Suzanne Somers left.
Wow.
And I got to watch them come back together. Imagine, we've done this show for a minute. We've known each other for a long time. We get in a fight. We don't talk for 30 years. We come together when we're in our 60s or 70s. How crazy is that?
That would be crazy.
My wife said, I'm over it. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm loving this. She's like, this is boring.
You were probably over there crying, weren't you?
I was. I was emotional to see them back together.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Heads up, Garth Brooks in St. Louis. That's next weekend. We have the Ultimate Garth Brooks Getaway, which is a flight to St. Louis. Tickets to see Garth at a sold-out show. And then hotel stay for two nights in St. Louis.
I'm so jealous.
All the info. I know. Me too. When I heard about this, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should get this. Right. We can't win, though. You guys can. We'll make another finalist coming up between 7 and 8 this morning. You're listening for the song Callin' Baton Rouge. When you hear that, be caller number 10. We're only making 10 finalists. So when you are a finalist, there's a 1 in 10 chance you're going to see Garth. So that happens between 7 and 8 this morning here on K-Fine.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
A woman named Chiquita was at a buffet restaurant in Huntsville, Alabama earlier this week, and she was waiting for them to bring out the most important item at any buffet, crab legs.
Ooh, yeah, no joke.
Right. So another guy named Jeffrey was also waiting for the crab legs. So after waiting for about 10 minutes, which is a long time for crab legs, the staff finally brought some crab legs out. Well, Jeffrey and Chiquita got into an argument over who cut in line.
Really?
Yeah. So it quickly turned into a sword fight where they fenced with tongs from the buffet.
No,
so they were like grabbing at each other and hitting each other with tongs.
No.
And from there, the argument escalated and they started breaking plates, throwing plates and breaking plates all over crab legs. They must have been really hungry. So there happened to be an off-duty police officer eating at the same time at the same restaurant. So he broke up the fight. Well, Chiquita was charged with assault for starting the fight and Jeffrey was charged with disorderly conduct.
Wow.
But Brandon, speaking of crab legs and seafood, what birthday party game do fish love to play?
Ooh, I have no idea. What is it?
Salmon Says.
Man, that is brutal. Brutal, I tell you.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Do you know his full name?
Michael David Ray.
No, Ray is his middle name.
Oh.
His name is Michael Ray Roach.
You know what? I think he did a good thing dropping the last one.
Carly Pierce is not going to change her stage name to Carly Roach either.
Hmm.
She will be Carly Pierce on stage.
Which there's nothing wrong with that name, but I guess when you're in the entertainment industry, you want it to sound a little different.
So there you go. How about this? Kelly Perry was banned from television when she was a child.
Not all of it. Just I could watch Highway to Heaven. I could watch Little House on the Prairie and Double Dare.
Were you allowed to watch Mr. Rogers?
Yes, we did watch Mr. Rogers.
Or were his pants too tight?
His cardigan is too tight today.
So the whole idea behind this is they're about to relaunch Beverly Hills 90210, like a 6-episode special where essentially, it's kind of like the cast is going back looking for a revival, like Jason Priestley, Ian Ziering's going to be there. So we were talking about that. Kelly says that she was never allowed to watch that show, so she would have to sneak and watch it.
Yeah, and what we were talking about earlier, we didn't have iPads or smartphones back then with headphones where we could get under our covers and just watch an episode like our kids can. You know what I'm saying? And so I'd have to go in there and act like I was studying and flip the channel. I could hear when people were coming down the hallway.
Golly.
Like it was that kind of a deal. And I didn't do it every single episode, but I wanted to know whatever all my buddies were talking about.
Well, and it wasn't like you had on-demand television either.
Right,
you
no.
Know, for the most part, you would have to set a VCR tape and record it.
Right.
So, anyway, Kelly was banned from 90210. Some of the responses on social media, Lisa Ward said she wasn't allowed to stay up late and watch Saturday Night Live. Let's see here. Sherry Brewer says, yes, her parents stopped her from watching shows. And Dara Edwards says, we didn't have cable TV when we were growing up, but we weren't allowed to watch Three's Company. So again, there are a lot of people who have been stopped from watching TV shows. Roger Dunnigan Jr. says Beavis and Butthead. I don't think there was any show, like obviously that was on television, like network or major cable networks, that I was banned from watching. We watched the Three's Companies of the world and the Beverly Hills 90210 and all that
Did
stuff.
Did you watch Roseanne?
Yeah, I watched that.
We didn't watch that. Two movies that I didn't see until I was in college was Dirty Dancing.
Really?
Which is a rite of passage for girls.
I think my mom made me watch that.
She wanted you to be Patrick Swayze.
No, she wanted me to be a girl.
And Grease. I didn't get to see Grease until later in life, too.
Because of what?
I guess it's the whole good girl gone bad type deal. And I don't know.
Well, the crazy thing about that is you've turned into that.
I am now Sandra D.
You see what's happened? That's what Kelly's mom gets.
Thanks a lot.
Anyway, that's up on Facebook, facebook.com/KFIN1079. Kind of funny to reminisce on stuff like that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we have the Ultimate Garth Brooks Getaway. We're teaming up with Air Choice One, and we're teaming up with the St. Louis Lambert International Airport. The whole idea is Garth plays St. Louis 1 week from Saturday, and we want to send you there. You have free Garth tickets, airfare, and a hotel stay. We're making 10 finalists. That's it. Only 10, and we'll make another finalist this morning before 8 o'clock. So when you hear the song, call in Baton Rouge, which sounds like this, Kelly. Send my love down to Baton Rouge.
And it's his favorite song to sing.
Yeah, he loves it. It's a great live song. So anyway, when you hear that song this morning before 8 o'clock, be caller number 10. We'll make you a finalist. Again, we're only making 10 finalists. Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Thursday, February the 28th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday, first of all, goes out to my mother, whose birthday is actually February 29th, but we do not have a February 29th this year. So happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday also goes out to Jason Gardner of Jonesboro, who's celebrating. We have Lacey Galdemez of Paragould celebrating. Seth Southern of Jonesboro, he has a birthday, working at Men in Black.
Yeah.
He's the guy who dressed me for the prom fashion show.
And he also has some crazy dance moves.
He's talented. But the deal is, if you saw me and thought, dang, that's a nice looking tux, Men in Black. Robbie Frazier of Rector celebrates. Cliff Rose from Jonesboro. Elizabeth Jeffries of Jonesboro celebrating. Drew Porter from Jonesboro. Suzanne Ragsdale from Wynn has a birthday. Dwayne Adams of Truman. Rod Bullen from Cherry Valley. Elijah Hardwick of Paragould turns 2. And Diamond Wilson is 17 in Harrisburg. Mom and your sisters love you very much. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Carolina Kirkova is 35. Now, Brandon, you were talking about her earlier. What is she known for?
Being a very nice person, a humanitarian.
Oh.
She is a giver.
What's her job?
She's a Victoria's Secret supermodel.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
She is an angel.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's also from Czechoslovakia.
Wow. You know a lot about her.
Well, I mean, moving on.
Allie Larder is 43.
I remember
that one time. I already know what you remember.
No, yeah.
It's Varsity Blues and the Cool Whip moment.
Yeah, and we went out to an event, a concert, and Kelly tried to reenact that.
That is not true.
But she didn't have enough Cool Whip.
Wow. Thanks a lot.
I didn't mean that bad. I promise.
Pat Monahan is 50. I know I said it wrong.
Monahan. Okay.
Is 50, lead singer of Train.
Well, tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all fading? And that heaven is overrated. Tell me, did you fall from a shooting star? One without a permanent scar. And then you missed me while you were looking for yourself out there.
I love that song. Happy birthday to Pat Monahan, who is the lead singer of Train.
Cindy Wilson from the B-52s is 62 today.
I got me a Chrysler and it's about 20, so hurry up and bring your jukebox money.
The Love Shack is a little place where we can get together.
I should go into that part, right?
Love Shack, baby.
Here we go, everybody.
The Love Shack, baby.
Cindy Wilson from the B-52, 62 today.
Gilbert Godfrey is 64 today. That was the guy that got fired from Aflac. The guy that did that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jason Aldean is 42 today.
Oh, we have to do some good Jason Aldean.
We can go to the show. We can stay right here. And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow. I'll make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the past. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter.
How about this one?
Oh, baby. Sometimes I wonder why. Does it always have to come down to you leaving?
Happy birthday to Jason Aldean.
I'm chilling on a dirt road. Laid back swerving like I'm
torched. Remember at West Side, the whole school sang this song?
Yep.
Smoke rolling out the window.
Jason Aldean's birthday.
I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do.
Of course, his latest single is Rearview Town.
It ain't nothing but a rearview town. Broken hearts and rusted plans.
But I have to tell you, one of my favorite Jason Aldean songs ever is the one with Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, that is good.
Don't you want to stay here a little while? Don't you want to hold tight? Don't you want to fall asleep with me tonight? Don't you want to stay here a little while? We can make forever feel this way. Don't you want to stay?
Happy birthday to Jason Aldean, 42 years old today. It's your boy K Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Jason Gardner, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Coming up before 8 o'clock, the ultimate Garth Brooks getaway. All the info is on our website, kfine.com. That's K-F-I-N.com.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, Carrie Underwood's son, Isaiah, celebrated a birthday recently, and Mike Fisher, Carrie's husband, has shared a video of Carrie singing Happy Birthday to Isaiah. Now, what we didn't know was that Carrie is one of those people who likes to grab a balloon, suck in the helium, and then sing.
Me too.
Which is very much a Kelly Perry thing to do. Here's Carrie on helium singing Happy Birthday to Isaiah.
Buddy, sit down.
She's getting a lot of helium.
Happy birthday to you.
Why does she still sound good even on helium?
I know.
And his face as she's doing that is so funny, because he's like, Mom, what's going on? That video's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's K-F-I-N.com.
Brett Young is teaming up with the R&B group Boyz II Men for a CMT Crossroads special, and it's going to air March 27th. Now, we know Brett from these songs right here.
We can just stay here in this minute, lose all track of time, let the world's been known without us for a while. I'm telling you, we just one kiss away from heaven. So baby,
also this one right here.
So here goes nothing, in case you didn't know. Baby, I'm crazy about you.
That sounds like a good episode of Crossroads. I just got a note from Kelly.
It's really early for me to pass notes.
It says, "Dear Brandon, please play my high school song by Boyz II Men."
I knew you were going to play this. Girl, you need only us. I'll make love to you. I wasn't allowed to listen to this.
Probably weren't, right? No, Boyz II Men's so good. And Brent Young's good, too, so that's going to be awesome.
And they've been together, Boyz II Men has, for over 27 years.
Really?
Yeah, and apparently Brent Young's been a huge fan since he was younger, so that's going to be good. And again, that's going to be on March 27th is when that's going
to
air.
Do you know who went to see Boyz II Men last week in Vegas?
Who?
Janna Kramer. I saw it.
That's right. She took her husband. She was celebrating her husband, Brandon.
That's dumb.
I saw him in concert, too.
You did?
Yeah, my senior year.
Where?
It at the pyramid.
Really? Hey, check this out. There's a cool video on the blog today where Dierks Bentley's on stage and he brings up his 10-year-old daughter, Evie. I guess she wants to be a performer as well. She sings in front of 20,000 people in Nashville. Check this out. Hear the audio, but it's really cute because she's standing there basically like a statue for quite a while.
Yeah.
Then she starts flossing, which all kids do.
Right.
And then he gives her the chance to sing in front of everybody. And I can't imagine being 10 years old in front of 20,000 people and singing.
And I can't imagine Dierks Bentley not losing it when his daughter gets up and sings in front of all those people.
It's really sweet. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The ultimate Garth Brooks getaway. We'll be making a finalist coming up within 14 minutes. The whole deal is you're listening for the song Callin' Baton Rouge. And once again, because if I play it, people are going to call right now. But Kelly, if you sing it, it's going to be okay. So give me an idea of what that song sounds like.
I'm just going to sing the very first part.
Go.
Operator.
Keep going.
No.
Why don't you put me on through? Got to send my love.
Down to Baton Rouge.
Hurry up. Before 8 o'clock this morning. It was kind of cool yesterday. We went out to do our breakfast club. Shout out to the Nutrition Hub, the home of the club. They're always really nice to us over there. And while we were there, we had the principal of Wiener Elementary stop by, Pam Hogue. So Pam's been there 32 years at Wiener Elementary. So, I mean, imagine the service to that community.
Yeah.
And how awesome that is. The neat thing about that is she's been there for David's entire life. David the Barrel Boy, who's from Wiener, Arkansas, born and raised on the playgrounds where he spent most of his days.
That's right. Thank you.
So anyway, we're talking to Pam Hogue, and because she knows everybody who's ever been to Wiener, right?
Yeah.
Tia Booth, who is known as the girl from The Bachelor. She's from Wiener, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. David the Barrel Boy, as soon as Tia was announced, he did not know this from his family.
Right.
He saw the release from, I guess it was ABC, the press release.
Yeah.
That's my cousin. And we're like, David, that's probably not true.
Well, and a lot of times when people say that's my cousin, it's like the third, fourth, or fifth cousin on down.
Yeah.
But David said it was his first cousin.
That's my cuz right there.
Yeah.
And then we're like, well, David, if she's your cousin, can you get her to come by the studio? Because, I mean, I was able to get a hold of Raven Gates, and Raven Gates came in, and I'm not even her cousin.
Well, and I'm close to all my cousins.
Right. Right?
Yeah.
I mean... So David tells us that Tia Booth is his cousin, but she has yet to ever respond about David.
Yes, correct.
She'll respond to everything else, but she never addresses David. So we're talking to Pam Hogue, and we're like, Pam, do you know if they're really cousins? And again, she's the principal of the Wiener Elementary School, and she said she did not know that.
Hmm.
So it made David sound like a complete liar.
This is kind of fishy, yeah.
But then what Pam decided to do was to try to make it where David's not a liar. And she said she was going to text Tia and tell her that we were wondering about that, and Tia could reach out to us. Let me check my phone, Kelly.
Okay.
I have nothing from Tia Booth.
Mm.
Nothing. So I believe at this point it is fair to say, after almost a year of these discussions, that David the Barrel Boy is a liar.
It sounds like it.
I believe that. So everybody, later today when David's on the air from 3 until 7, call him. And when he answers the phone, just say, liar, and hang up. Every minute.
Just and then, you could also scream, Tia Booth is not your cousin, and hang up.
And then say, liar.
Yeah.
So how would it sound?
Tia Booth is not your cousin. Liar.
You liar.
Yes.
Just like that.
Say it like that, though.
All afternoon. And the thing is that David won't even know what's going on, because more than likely, he's not even awake yet.
Yeah, he's still asleep right now.
So that's coming up later on today. David's on from 3 until 7. He'll also make more of the Garth Brooks finalists. And speaking of Garth, again, before 8 o'clock, that's 10 minutes away. And legit, y'all, it's coming up within 5.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have the ultimate Garth Brooks getaway. We're talking about Garth in St. Louis, a sold-out show. We give you tickets. We fly you there on Air Choice One. We put you up in a hotel. It's going to be an awesome time, and you have the chance to win when you're one of our 10 finalists. We're making finalists throughout the day today. Again, there's only going to be 10 people who ultimately are eligible to win. Out of our finalists, we'll pick one on Monday, and we'll say, hey, guess what? You're going to see Garth. We're flying you there, hotel, and all that stuff. All right, so let's go to the phones. Caller number 10 is right there on standby, I do believe. Hey, good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
Crystal.
Hey, Crystal, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right. Where are you calling from?
Jonesboro.
All right, Crystal from Jonesboro, we have good news. You are caller number 10.
Hey.
And that means you're one of our 10 finalists for the Garth Brooks Getaway.
Awesome.
And because you're a finalist, we're going to hook you up with the K-Fine prize pack as well.
Okay.
And here's the deal, Crystal. We will give away this Garth Brooks Getaway on Monday, and you're one of the 10, so congratulations.
Yay, thank you.
Have you ever seen Garth in concert?
No.
Oh, oh my so gosh. Good.
Hey, thanks for listening. We appreciate it, Crystal.
Thank you.
Have a great morning.
Thank you. Bye.
I always describe the Garth Brooks concert as more than a show, more than a concert. It's like this life-altering experience.
Yeah.
And it sounds silly for people who have never been, but once you go to it and you realize it, like, it's real.
It is.
That feeling, that emotion is real. So again, it's concert tickets, it's Air Choice One flights, and it's a hotel stay in St. Louis. And we need 10 finalists. We will make another finalist before 9 o'clock this morning.
Sweet.
The song you're listening for before 9 is this one right here.
And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry.
So when that song plays again before 9 o'clock, be caller number 10 for the chance to win.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There was a story about R. Kelly. Have you seen that? Have you followed that?
Some. Is there something new since yesterday?
Well, you know, he was in jail over the weekend, and he didn't have the money to get out of jail, and there's all these accusations against him again, and people didn't really want to help him, right? So people were like, I can't believe he's still in there, because I think it was $100,000 to get him out.
Hmm.
The story that came out on how he got out of jail, it wasn't family, and it wasn't his money from music. It was a fan.
Wow.
A fan who owned a daycare, who owns a daycare, had some type of inheritance that just recently came in, and they met R. Kelly not too long ago. And the woman went there with $100,000 to get him out of jail.
Oh, she's going to get a lot of enemies.
How crazy is that?
Wow.
We need to be nice to people. You never know who's going to be loaded.
So, like, when you get bailed out, when you go to jail,
no, I'm not going
to. I'll bail you out.
I'm not going to jail. I've always had that fear of that, right?
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine me going?
No, you'd be scared to death.
I would be.
You would. Punishment for you would just be riding in the police car thinking you're about to be locked up, and then it would be over for you.
I'd be done.
Yeah.
I would be done.
You would.
Just a wild story, though, that somebody, a random person, a random fan, is the person who bailed out R. Kelly.
Man.
And it wasn't like it was just a little bit. It was $100,000. Here's Brett Young, Like I Loved You, on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know how people sometimes have celebrities send them different videos? Like, you can pay a celebrity to record special.
Yeah, like cameos.
Yeah, is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. The cameo stuff. I saw Jerry Lawler doing some of those.
Yeah.
And we've done a couple of those this morning. We sent one to David the Barrel Boy.
Mm-hmm. Has he responded yet?
No, not yet. We sent a video to David with us and Sherry Bobbitt. I sent a video to Kelly's son, Kurt, this morning.
Yeah, Kurt got a video. Personalized video.
But here's the thing, and maybe I'll start doing this for some extra money. I'll start doing cameos for everybody.
Well, yeah, I was going to tell you, I already do that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do so many cameos.
Right. Is that the late night stuff?
Yeah, Brandon, it is. So dumb.
But here's what I noticed, because we did these videos and we're just sending funny stuff to people this morning. We're just kind of happy, I guess. I don't know. But I realized that, like, I hate watching myself. And I used to do television, like, on a regular basis, right?
I think most people do, though, don't you?
If you're not used to doing that?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, did I stand like that? Did I sit like that? Did I move like that? Is that really what I look like? I think every time we do a video, those are the words that comes out of my mouth.
Well, and just a second ago, you were like, look at me. I look like a hunchback. And all you were doing was looking down. That's all you were doing. You're so exaggerative.
But I'm never going to look down again when I'm in public.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just going to keep my neck high and my shoulders back.
I think someone would probably think something was wrong with you if you did that. I'm just telling you.
But so there's a, I saw last night, and actually I saw it this morning, but there was a video last night. Somebody went live on Instagram, and I was watching it this morning. And then I started thinking, maybe we should start doing that. And then I started thinking, because she was responding to people on her Instagram. So, like, if we just went Instagram live right now and people could ask us questions, could you do that?
Do it. You do it right now.
No, you do it.
No.
And we'll let people go to your Instagram.
I'm scared there'd just be a couple that would tune in.
Well, and have you seen people who start theirs and they're like, well, I'm going to wait for people to get here.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a minute.
I saw Jana Kramer do that. She was watching TV and she's like, hey, who's all out there? And she just, that's the one you're watching this morning. It was, wasn't it?
Because she was talking to people and I thought, how cool would it be if I'm like, hey,
I'm going to be here for a second.
What would I say?
Ask me some questions.
If I see her go live, what would I say? Like if she goes live on her account.
You'd be like,
I'll log into it. I've never done that before.
Hi, Jana.
Actually, I've done it accidentally one time because I was trying to do something on my social media and it said so-and-so started a live video and I accidentally clicked it. And I'm like,
because it'll show Brandon Baxter just joined.
Yes.
I've done that before. And then you have to hurry up and try to get out of
it. But then what if you hurt their feelings when you do that?
Most of the time it's somebody I don't know.
But what if they know us?
I'd feel bad.
I would too. So then would you feel like you had to watch?
Maybe.
Like if I ever do that and y'all accidentally start it, please don't stop it immediately.
Yeah, because you'll be upset.
I will have a complex about it. And it sounds dumb because you would think, he shouldn't even think like that. What does it even matter?
Yeah.
But I do think like that. Mm-hmm. If I realize that somebody who used to follow me doesn't follow me anymore, I wonder what I did. Because I don't do it enough to be really obnoxious on there, but I'm like, why do they not like me anymore? Did I do something?
You never know.
Was there something I posted they didn't like?
Right.
Are they just trying to keep their numbers down and I was a casualty of that?
Yeah.
Don't delete me, please, because I will know. And then if I see you...
You're going to confront them, right?
No, I won't confront them, but it'll be really weird because I'll be like, oh, that's the person who doesn't like me anymore.
Yeah, that would... Mm-hmm.
It's all bad, right?
It is.
And you can act like it doesn't matter to you, but I remember you figured out at one point when somebody unfriended you and it bothered you.
It did bother me.
Because you couldn't see their Facebook stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And you were like, what did I do?
Yeah.
It's human nature, I think. Golly.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
So the Oscars were the other night, and really the performance and the thing everybody was talking about was the performance between Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Because we saw it, we almost felt the relationship when we watched them perform the song Shallow.
And in the bad times I fear myself. I'm off the deep end, watch as I die.
So if you remember, everybody was talking on Monday about the connection. You could see it in their eyes. It looked like they wanted to kiss. All the different stuff that was going on with that. And Lady Gaga says the emotion there was not real. She says that it was all a part of the show. They decided they wanted it to feel like that because of the characters in A Star Is Born.
They should both win Oscars for the performance.
But they said they laid that out. There were no real emotions right there. They're friends, but not in love like that. It's It's kind of wild.
Got you gossip on Ryan Seacrest. He is now a single man. He and his girlfriend, Shayna Taylor, split up. They were together for almost 3 years. But of course, we're hearing that both of them wanted it, that they still love each other, they care about each other, and want, you know, the best for each other in life. So sure. Again, Ryan Seacrest, single.
Check this out. Got you gossip on The Office. So Jenna Fischer was on the TV show Busy Tonight. And Jenna Fischer was Pam Beasley on The Office, and they did a deal where they were giving her gifts, and she was having to guess which Office castmate sent what as a gift, right? Because evidently most of them stayed pretty close friends.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were sending things, like Ed Helms, who played Andy, sent a banjo.
Yeah.
Because when they were on break during lunch, he would play banjo around the office just to kind of do that. And that was kind of a thing. She knew that was from him. And then there is a giant box at the back of the set. It was a big gift. And a big surprise for Jenna Fischer. Check this out.
Nice. All right. This is your final one, and it's really big, but it is your birthday next week, so we wanted it to be special.
What
so
is happening?
Can you lift it
up? All right, ready?
Okay, yeah. 1, 2, 3. Oh my God.
It's Steve Carell in this giant box. She's crying and laughing, and he's laughing. That's really sweet.
Please have a revival of this show.
You want
Everyone
that, don't you?
Wants it. Everyone.
It's wild. It's pretty sweet to see them and friends who were there, you know, working together so closely who don't see each other all that often. And then for him to be the surprise, that's pretty special. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have teamed up with Air Choice One in the St. Louis Lambert International Airport. We're going to give you tickets to see Garth next weekend in St. Louis. We'll fly you up there on Air Choice One, put you up at the Union Station Hotel. So all the stuff that you have the chance to win. We're only going to make 10 finalists. Only 10 people are truly going to be in the hat. We'll randomly draw one of those 10, okay? We qualify on the radio. Let's go ahead and go to the phones. Caller number 10 can become a finalist right now. Hey, good morning, Kate Fine. Who's this?
Whitney.
Hey, Whitney, where are you from?
Jonesboro.
How are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
Hey, we're doing good. We're trying to make finalists. We're only making 10 finalists total for our Garth Brooks getaway, and you are caller number 10, and you are one of the 10 finalists. So because of that, we're going to hook you up with the K-Fine prize pack, which you can stop by the radio station and pick up. But on Monday, we'll announce the winner of this Garth Brooks getaway, which is tickets to see Garth in St. Louis, the airfare from Air Choice One, and 2 nights at the Union Station Hotel in St. Louis.
Awesome. Can't wait.
So we'll announce the winner coming up on Monday. Have you ever seen Garth in concert?
I have.
Okay. So for people who don't believe us, how great is it?
It's awesome.
When did
I
you
go every single concert if I had enough money to do it.
We say the same thing. Like when I realized St. Louis sold out so fast because I forgot about the on sale and I realized he's going to be that close and I'm not going.
I know.
That's kind of frustrating. But you could be there though.
Fingers crossed.
All right. So we'll announce the winner coming up on Monday morning. We do make more finalists later on today. And our next time, let me look it up real quick. Our next time for a finalist will be between 3 and 4 o'clock today with David the Barrel Boy.
Oh, yeah.
So the song you're going to be listening for later on today is Ain't Going Down.
Ain't Going Down. That is David's favorite song.
I think it is.
Yeah. Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Ain't going down till the sun comes up.
That is David's favorite. Ain't Going Down, that's a song from Garth between 3 and 4 today. When you hear that, be caller number 10. You'll be one of our 10 finalists later today with David the Barrel Boy on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have the ultimate Garth Brooks getaway. We're going to be making another finalist. We're only making 10. We're going to make another finalist between 3 and 4 today with David the Barrel Boy. The song you're listening for is David's personal favorite song, Ain't Going Down.
Going down till the sun comes up.
So when you hear that later today, be caller number 10. You'll become a finalist. There's only going to be 10 finalists. It's Garth tickets. It's airfare on Air Choice One and 2 nights at the St. Louis Union Station Hotel. So that's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, this morning we were talking about TV shows that people weren't allowed to watch when they were younger. Like Kelly told us that her mother would not allow her to watch Beverly Hills 90210.
Correct.
That was on regular television, mm-hmm. on network television. Now, it was probably prime time, so, and they did do stories that kind of related to teens' early 20s.
Right, yep.
So that could be relationships, breakups, and things like that.
Right.
But Kelly's mother wanted her to not see that stuff.
Yep.
So tell me other shows you couldn't watch.
Roseanne, Beavis and Butthead, anything on MTV.
So you couldn't have watched, I guess The Real World, though, was maybe.
That kind of came out a little after. When I was a little bit older, yeah.
Did you watch it?
Not really, because I still felt like I wasn't supposed to watch it. It took me a second.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So we put it up on Facebook, and there's all kinds of different responses on Facebook, people telling us different shows that they weren't allowed to watch.
Laura Jones says, yes, Melrose Place. I could watch 90210, but don't you dare watch Melrose Place. Laugh out loud. Jaylena Wallen says NYPD Blue. Wow. And put a funny face.
Yeah.
Chelsea Wood says, couldn't watch Harry Potter, Casper, Goosebumps. I'm pretty sure that there were more.
Really?
Jennifer Lane, and I love this. She said, I couldn't watch the movie Dirty Dancing, which I couldn't watch that either as well because there was Dirty Dancing in it. Anyway, there's some good ones.
It's a movie
ones.
From the 80s, and there really wasn't.
I know.
Would your mother have allowed you, would she, if you were still a child or a teenager, mm-hmm. would she let you watch Dancing with the Stars?
Yes.
Because they do get close and dance.
But there's not a bedroom scene in Dancing with the Stars.
That's where it changes the game.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Carrie Underwood evidently enjoys singing while she's ingested helium.
Me too.
I've never been able to do that very well. Yeah. I don't know how I can't do that. I'm so unskilled at many things, I can't even sing on helium. But Carrie sang Happy Birthday to Isaiah at a birthday party, and it's cute because she's all about it, and she is able to sing really well even when she's on helium. Check this out.
Buddy, sit down.
Happy birthday to you.
He loves it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Isaiah. Happy birthday to you.
It's a really cute video. Is the baby in the video like a doll, or is that really her new baby?
I think that's her new baby.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to go see it. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Brett Young is teaming up with R&B group Boyz II Men for a CMT Crossroads special, which is going to be really, really good. It's going to air March 27th, but we know Brett Young from this.
We can just stay here in this minute, lose our track of time, let the world be known without us for a while.
And we know Boyz II Men from this.
I will do anything. Girl, you need only if I'll make love to you like you want me to. And
David was telling me that was going to be a wedding song.
Really?
For him, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was trying to figure out who he was going to dance with when this flight.
Okay. Well, apparently Brett has been a huge fan of them for a while and even covers some of their songs during his concerts.
Yeah. That's going to be really good. Hey, check this out. Dierks Bentley was on stage in Nashville, and out comes his 10-year-old daughter
Aww.
To sing with him on the stage. It's pretty sweet. She starts off by just standing there momentarily. She starts flossing while her dad's singing, and then he gives her the chance to take over. It's kind of tough to hear there. Sweet video, though, because you can tell he's a happy dad. And for her to be 10 years old and on stage, how brave that is. It's really cool. That's also up this morning on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for having us on this morning. Don't forget, between 3 and 4 today, David the Barrel Boy is making another finalist for the Ultimate Garth Brooks Getaway.
All you have to do is listen for the song, Ain't Going Down.
It's David's favorite song.
Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck.
Between 3 and 4 today, David's going to play that when you hear it. Be caller 10. you can become a finalist. This is Garth in St. Louis, free tickets, airfare. We're going to fly you up there on Air Choice One, and we're going to put you up for two nights at the St. Louis Union Station Hotel. So it's a really cool prize pack, 10 people eligible to win, and we'll make another finalist between 3 and 4 today with David the Barrel Boy. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
We have the first season finale of The Rock's The Titan Games, the 11th season premiere of RuPaul's Drag Race, the first season finale of A Million Little Things, How to Get Away with Murder, and Better Things is coming on tonight. And also tonight's schedule includes Gotham, Grey's Anatomy, Legacies, and The Orville.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.